Now, okay, I've got to let you know what the rules are the next 2 days. You ready to come and give them to them? All right. What do we need to keep first in kids' church? Everybody say Christ. So we're going to go over our rules. We spell out Christ here at Hope Center. So the C, does anybody know what the C stands for? No? I don't think you do. Oh, Lily. Yell it out, Lily. Very good. Conversations end when the person up front is talking. So if we're talking up here, you need to zip it, lock it, put it in your pocket, give it to your neighbor, do you a favor, all right? So the H, we have an H here. Everybody say Hope Center. Kids, listen and take care of our church. So just like your church, we're going to take care of this. Is God's house. We want to make sure we keep it looking beautiful. All right. Now we got an R. Respect the person up front and your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Say, I want to respect you. You want to respect me. So I don't want to see anybody combing their neighbor's hair with their toes. No picking noses tonight, ladies. Please keep your hands and feet to yourself. All right. And then we have an I. Everybody say I. Everybody put your hand up. Wave it in the air like you really, really care. All right. If you need something, just raise your hand. We'll get one of the ushers to come and help you. If you need to go to the restroom, just raise your hand. We'll have someone come and help you. All right. And we have an S. Everybody say S. Stay in your seat. That's really easy, huh? All right. And the T is the very, very last one. Together, we will grow in God and have fun. Who wants to have fun tonight?
Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may go to your seats. And if you need to go to the restroom, raise your hand. We'll make sure you're able to know where to go to. Amen. Now, I want to take just a couple of minutes here and welcome all of you to the SCC Kids Ministry Conference, annual conference by faith. And it's our desire and is to see churches that become the best and greatest churches they can. And part of that happens when you've got a dynamic children's ministry. Okay? So, we want to make this an annual event. We want to keep bringing in the best and training consistently every year. So, we need you to tell your pastor, it was incredible. Oh, we got to do it again. Okay. That's the first thing you need to do. And then also, I know some of you will not be able to be here tomorrow, but you're here tonight. We're asking for your feedback. Your feedback is so important. Feedback is important to help things grow and become better. So tonight, at the end of our time, I'm going to ask, if you're not going to be here, to fill this out, okay? And if you're going to be here through the whole conference, then wait till tomorrow afternoon to fill it out. Now let me tell you what's going to happen. First of all, you've registered and you've been able to have a registration of the conference and an agenda of the conference. Understand that tonight after service, after our time together, there is food for all of you. It's free. It's free. It's supplied by the pastors of SCC. So make sure you stay and you eat, okay? Tomorrow morning, we'll be starting at 10 a.m. And there will be a lunch also provided. There will be a number of sessions that you will be able to choose if you would like to attend that. And we're just excited to be able to do that. And there are just so many. And tomorrow morning we'll let you know exactly where they will be happening at. So I want to make sure that what you do right now is get your phone out, and I want you to text two or three people and tell them you got to go. Go ahead, brother. Oh, I thought you had to go. Oh, that's both hands. Okay. Yes, sir. I think it's 10. Let me see what's on here. Maybe my mind. Okay. I guess I'm wrong. It starts at 9 a.m. And so make sure that you are here at 9 a.m. Okay. And it's going to be great. So, but if you need to go ahead, brother. It's all right. Just don't tell us which numbers, okay? That's too much information, okay? But you need to get your phone out and text some people right now. Say, I'm having a blast becoming a better leader at SEC Children's Ministry Training. Tell them. Let them know. You know what? I've made up my mind. I'm going to become better. I'm going to be better. The kingdom demands my best, and I'm going to do it. Amen. Amen. So then also, I want to introduce to you some wonderful people, and I'm going to ask them to come up, Brother Philip Booker, Brother Wang, and Brother Tyler Hodge to come right on up here. Amen. Let's give them a great, great welcome. Amen. And these brethren are incredible men that have a burden and a desire to do great things for God in children's ministry. You may be seated, brethren. I first want to say a big thank you to Brother Philip Booker for helping to coordinate this conference. And he's done an incredible job. An incredible job. Hallelujah. And he loves children and children's ministry. And you'll be hearing some from him. We're glad that Brother Tyler Hodge is here. Brother Hodge. Amen. They're going to be speaking a little bit. And then Brother James Wang, we're glad he's here. Amen. Brother Wang, would you stand up real quick? Man, I love being by him. It makes me feel like I'm a giant. Hallelujah. Just remember, dynamite comes in little packages. Woo! Because if you got the Holy Ghost, friend, that's all you need. Amen. Well, I better hush up and get going here. I've got something that I want to open up our conference with. And to help you understand the importance of children's ministries. I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, and I'm going to try to convince you tonight, that the greatest ministries, the most valuable ministries in the church are children and youth ministries. Okay? And now, I think you've already bought into that. But I just want to give you a little bit of ammunition. Okay? to be able to do some recruiting in your churches for people to get involved in children's ministries. Now, the source of the statistics that I'm going to give tonight, they come from the Barna Group. And the Barna Group is a research and resource company that they are considered the leading research company or organization for the interaction or the intersection of faith and culture. In other words, they are interested in finding out the church, what's happening and what's taking place. Now, the first thing I want you to understand is that what they have came up with in their research and their statistics is this, that 43% of all Christians were converted before they were 13. Wow. 64% of all Christians were converted before 18. 77% of all Christians were converted before 21. After 21, only 23% of the congregations came to God. That's incredible. How many of you could you stand? You started coming to church before you were 13. Would you just stand up real quick? Let me see here. Okay, look around. How many before 18 you came to God? Stand up, keep standing up if you were before 13. But now we're going to add those that were between, you know, eight below 18, okay? How about those before 21? You came to God, okay? Now all of you can be seated. Everyone after 21, stand up. Well, brethren, that says it right there. Thank you. That is, I mean, you know, it doesn't take much to look and see that what this ministry of children and youth ministries are the most valuable ones because they impact and bring more people and see more people filled with the Holy Ghost, more people baptized than those ministries that are over 21. Those adults. Wow. Now, this one's a little hard to see the bottom, and I apologize for it. But let me tell you the means of salvation between those that are 4 years old, they said, and 12. 50% were influenced by their parents. That was the means that they came to God. 20%, it was a friend or another relative. 7%, it was a minister's prompting. Pastors aren't very important, are they? And then 12%, it was a special event. A kids' revival or a youth camp. And then 1% came because of media evangelism. Why waste money on television? J- just looking at that tells me, friend, it's not going to influence people to come to God at all. It's going to take people away from God. Now, this isn't our figures. This is Barna research across all kinds of denominations, even Catholics. Wow. Now, between the ages of 13 and 21, 20% came to God because of a friend. 20% came because of their parent. 20% came because of an event. 16%, it was someone other than their mom and dad, was another relative. Wow. Ministers, 10%. I'm sorry. And 1% of all people between 13 and 21 came because of media. Wow. Now, what does, as I look at both of these, there's some things that jump out to me. The first thing that jumps out to me, that if you're involved in youth ministry, I'm not talking about children, youth ministry, they're more influenced by an event. 20% versus a child between the ages of 4 and 12, 12%. You'll also see that they're influenced by their friends now. And you'll see that the parents' influence to serve God drops from 50 to 20. So what that tells me is this, that if you are a parent and you have children under 13, under 12 or under, you better be working very, very hard to influence them. That's when you've got influence. One of the things that you need to start telling your children, I tell my grandchildren that what? You're a Holy Ghost boy. Before they got the Holy Ghost, I started speaking it. You're a Holy Ghost boy. You're a Holy Ghost girl. Because you see, what I'm doing is, that's when I've got influence over them. They're now eight and under. I have influence more than ever before. That's why I'm going to use it all that I can about the things of God. Because as soon as they become a teenager, my influence drops. I wish there was a bunch of pastors here tonight, because they need to know that so they can get something going in their church that is stressing the importance of parents teaching their children at home and not just depending on the Sunday school teacher. And well, you should teach them. No. The Bible says clearly in Deuteronomy 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're supposed to teach them in the way. We're supposed to teach them at the home. We're supposed to teach them laying down. It's the parents' job. We're just there to help. But what's happened is parents have given up that. And they kind of, they're not careful, they'll blame the Sunday school teacher, they'll blame the youth worker, the youth pastor, why their child doesn't live for God. Well, that's not for you guys, but if you've got teenagers, zip up talking negative about leadership. Okay. Well, anyway. And pastors, 10%. Dude. And I was a youth pastor. Wow. Well, How about the means of salvation for those over 21? 19%, it was a friend. 14% is media. Now they're more starting to get influenced by media, and it's drawing them. 14% by a live event. 13% by a relative. 10% ministers. Ah! Percent parents from 50 to 20 to 8%. Get them when they're young. Do everything you can. Okay. What do these facts tell us? These facts tell us two things. Children's ministry is important to the growth of the church. Youth ministry is important to the growth of the church. Churches that are growing will have youth ministries that are growing and trying to affect. They'll have children's ministries that are very on fire, doing everything they can. And that will grow the church. That will grow the church. Because when you are growing a child, you're putting a seed in them that will grow. They might not get the Holy Ghost at 4. They might not get it at 8. They might get it when they're 12. They might get it when they're 15. But the seed that's put in them will never stop growing. These, I believe, are the most important ministries in the church. Well, you say, well, the adult Bible study. Let me tell you one thing. You can win people with Bible study, but if their children don't start having something happen in their life, and if they have to sit in that service and just listen to somebody preach all the time, those children will tell their dad and mom, we're bored. We don't like this church. And guess what mom and dad will do? You better understand, you need a dynamic children's program. You've got to have something happening. You've got to have a great children's ministry. Because when they're on fire, when they want to go to church, they'll say, Mom and Dad, I got to get there. My wife and my grandchildren were walking around our neighborhood recently. And when they were walking around the neighborhood a few months ago, they came in contact with 4 children. And so my grandkids and my wife asked them to come to church and Sunday school to bring them on a bus. Well, they wanted to, and we picked them up and began to bring them. And what happened is, they started liking it so much that they told their mom, you know what? You just make sure we get there every time on Sunday morning and Wednesday night. We're going to go. Mom's never been. But they have. Well, they just told us about 2 weeks ago, maybe right 2 to 3 weeks ago, that they're moving to Moreno Valley. And the kids came to church and they were just so upset that we're moving. And they were just so upset because Sister Brooklyn was so sad because they were moving. And they told my wife that. And that what other Sunday school people were just so, kids ministry were so sad. And they were crying to my wife. And my wife went and told, talked to the mother and said, we'll get a hold of a church that's in Moreno Valley. And we called them and we told them that you're coming and we know they have a bus and we want you to, they're going to try to call you. And that mom, she said, no, we're going to live so far away. But then my wife kept saying, oh no, they want to help your kids. They want to. And that mom said, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead because I know they like going to your kind of church, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to drive them myself. So whether the bus picks them up or the van does, they have got it in their mind, we're going to go to church. Amen. These children that are under the age of 10, what is it? There was a powerful experience that happened here at our church, and they made up their mind, we're going to go. We want to go. We've got to go. So that lets me know that these two ministries are the most important ministries in the church. Amen. Now, what do these facts speak to the pastor? I think I'll just email all of this to your pastors, okay? As I look at those facts, you know what it tells me? Children and youth ministries must be a priority in our church. Amen. Number two, as a priority, they demand the pastor's attention and support. If they want their church to grow, they better give some attention to it and they better give some support to it. Number three, as priorities, they demand much of the finances of the church as possible. There's two pastors here. So, three, one sitting up here, but he's already a believer. So I'll just shoot at both of these, okay? If you're going to have a dynamite children's ministry, you're going to have to open up the coffers of the church and you're going to have to start support. Whatever is priority, I can tell you what's priority in your life. Give me your, first of all, give me your calendar. That'll tell what's priority. Or how about this? Give me your statement or whatever from your bank account. Whatever you spend money on, that lets me know that's a priority. The church has got to understand if these ministries are a priority, we got to start opening up our wallets. We got to start opening up the church's checkbook. We got to start going and saying, hey, we want it to be powerful and mighty. Hey, brother. Hey, brother. I'm just trying to help your church to grow. Sorry. As priority, they demand the pastor pushing to help recruit volunteers. As priority, they demand the pastor encourage the leadership teams of these ministries. As priority, they demand the pastor encouraging training for the leaders and teachers of these ministries. Pastors need to show appreciation to their children and youth ministry volunteers. Transportation ministries or bus ministry is important to your church growth because it brings in those kids that are going to get the Holy Ghost and that are going to come to God. My wife came to God off of a bus route. It was 25 years later when her mother was baptized and received the Holy Ghost. On her bus route, there were four preachers' wives. One of our church secretaries, she came to our church on a bus. And through her today, there are roughly somewhere around 20 to 25 people of her family, whether it be cousins and sisters and dad and mom, and now she's got three kids and growing them up in the church. She used to live in hotels and bouncing from here to here. Her mom was on drugs. And it was all because of bus ministry. All because of children's ministry and youth ministry. But if they don't want their church to grow, I guess they won't emphasize it. But I think they want it to grow. You see, what we got to learn to do is not work harder, but smarter. You know? Duh. Oh. 77% of all people that are Christians came to God before the age of 21. Duh. You know, it doesn't take a great brain, you know. These ministries will give fruit, but you gotta give them time. You see, they're not going to immediately become tithe payers at the age of 8. Yep, they won't. They probably won't even be one at the age of 13. It's going to take time for the fruit to come. But when it does, it's going to benefit the church and things are going to move forward. Now, and we already covered the last one. You must instruct parents on the importance to teach their children, not depend on the children's ministry. Okay, what do these facts speak to the children and youth ministry teams? Number one, you are valuable. You are important. You count. You're not babysitters. You're soul winners. Get that out of your mind. You're not babysitting so mom and dad can have a little Bible study. You are a soul winner. You're winning their children. You're making a difference in their life. You are valuable. Why don't you stand up and give some high fives around this building right now? Come on. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the champs of the church. We're the ones that are making it happen. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Your ministry is involved in the most important part of a person's spiritual life, their salvation. You're making a difference. Your leadership is important. Your children and the youth of your church demand your best, not your leftovers. You're the ones that are making it happen. You got to make sure you're anointed. You got to make sure you have a devotion with God daily. You got to make sure that you're walking in the Spirit. You got to say, you know what? I'm the one that's going to influence these kids. Pastor's only going to influence 10% of them. Some of them don't even know who I am. Don't you know? Yeah. They don't. But they know Brother Ray. And they know Sister Missy. And they know Sister Selena and Sister Brooklyn, and they know Brother Isaac, and they know all of those kids' ministries workers on Sunday morning, and they know Sister Barbara. I mean, understand, we're in Italy, and there were 17 of us. A large portion of our children's ministry went with us to help a church in Italy, Catania, Sicily. And what we did was a family revival. Okay, they had never seen a candy rain. Guess what? They loved it. We took puppets with us. We left all those puppets for them. We took the puppets to the street. We outreached with those puppets. We had some seed cards made on one side English, the other side Italiano. Man, we had puppets. Man, I had a puppet. Squeaky. My son, I miss him. He's back there. I gave him over in front of the church to his new papa, his new pastor. Oh. The children's ministry told me that we'll get you another squeaky, but how do you replace a child? In the middle of the night, one night, Sister Barbara, our children's ministry director, received this text from a 17-year-old girl. Her name is Dominique. Dominique started riding our bus years ago. And she was writing and saying, Sister Barbara, I want to come back to church. I'm so miserable. But I feel like I've let down Brother Aaron and Pastor. They believed that I would be a woman of God. And I need help. We sent Dominique. She went with our youth group to Acts 2:38. She had an incredible touch of God. She lived in a home that her mother, of course, did not live for the Lord. And there were multiple men that would come in and out of that home. And an older man, somewhere between 30 and 35, started paying attention to her. And she became pregnant. Somewhere right around 15 or 16. But when she was alone and needing help, she wanted Sister Barbara. She felt like she let me down, Brother Aaron down. And I told Sister Barbara, you text her back and you let her know. I told her before, you're a great woman of God, and I'm still speaking it. You see, she knows where to go to. She knows who believes in her. She knows where she's loved. She knows what she wants in her life. Where did it come from? It came from there as a child in our Wednesday night classes and with Brother Ray and the kids ministry workers and with our youth workers as she got older. It came from them. And guess what? She is going to come back to God, and God is going to use her in a great way. And I can't wait for the day that I'm able to introduce her to you and let you know that your ministry is important. Your ministry does count. You are making a difference. I want to close. This is my vision for the remainder of my life. If you want to know what I'm going to do the remainder of my life, I have no idea how many years, decades, I doubt it will be centuries left, but here's my vision for BJ Wilmoth. This is it. This is what I'm giving myself to. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth. I got the Holy Ghost when I was 12. My parents were split up. My dad married the lady across the street and lived there. It's very hard. Very hard to see your dad for 12 years pulling your driveway, now pulling across the street. I'm not talking about it three blocks down. I'm talking about right across the street. But I got the Holy Ghost. I got baptized. And hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. I gave myself to God. Started, my first thing I worked on was bus ministry. And then my pastor, Brother Nate Wilson, said, you're in charge and you've got... I had 100 kids every Sunday morning that I had to minister to, and I had to develop a team. And I was 19, I was 20 years old right then, 19 to 20. Kept going back to Bible college after my freshman year, got married. My wife and I kept a bus route going during those times. You know what? It's kids' crusade. It's fine. Don't worry about it. You just got the timing wrong. That was for Peter. When we'll work on that next time, okay? It's cool. We're not yet to Peter's part, but we'll, you know. During those years, as I was working at night and going to school, and we had a bus route all those years. We had a bus route at, then I became in Stockton, California, the youth pastor at the church there. My daddy's not a preacher. I'm not the son of a preacher. My dad never lived for God. But I kept working with youth. First place I ever preached was to kids. You've taught me from my youth, God. You've been there, my father. You've been there when I had no one. You were there, Lord, when I hurt so bad. I was so lonely. I needed such influence. And I've declared, God, your wondrous works. There's not a time, God, that I've ever turned down somewhere to preach to children. God's blessed me. I've preached in 35 different states, youth camps. I've preached up and down California. At one time, there was 13 sections. I've preached every camp to juniors. I've been blessed. And I gave my life to it. When eventually I became youth promotions and secretary and youth president. Here I am now. I'm 61 years old. Now also when I'm old and I'm gray-headed, O God, forsake me not. Until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that's to come. I'm giving my life to train, to teach young leaders, children's workers. I'm giving myself to children, to youth. I have no desire to preach other things than the things that I can teach a generation that's following me. When I'm old and I'm gray-headed, God, I'm not going to become cranky. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give myself to the generations that are following. You are in the most valuable ministry of the church. Give yourself to it. Stand with me right now. Let's raise our hands. Let's ask God to help us do our best, to give our best. Hallelujah. Let's ask God. Hallelujah. 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 God, I'm gonna give my best. God, I am important. This ministry's important, God. It matters. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I know the truth. I know the truth. It matters. It's making a difference in people's lives. It's helping the next generation that's gonna follow me. I'm helping the next generation of preachers and singers and musicians and teachers and youth workers and children's workers. I'm giving my best. I don't care what anybody thinks. I know the truth. I am giving myself to the most important ministries of the church. I'm giving myself to the children, to the teenager. I'm doing it because it makes a difference. I want you right now to join me around the front for a second. I want you to come right now. I want you to get your hands up. I want you to begin to say, God, I give myself away, God, to you. I give myself away to you. God, it's important what I'm doing. 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 Hakini ale kariase. God, I'm making a difference in the lives of children. I'm making a difference in the lives of those that are going to follow. Oh, I've given myself away. I've given myself away. I give my hands. I give my heart. I give my mouth. I give my energy. I give my finance. I give everything right now. Oh, God. I gotta make a difference. I gotta make a difference. I'm gonna make a difference, God. I don't care what anybody says. I am giving myself to this next generation. I'm going to show them your power. I'm going to show them the strength that you've given to me. I'm going to show them, God, you've helped BJ Wilbeth through so much, God. You've helped me through so many heartaches. You've helped me, God, through much pain, physically and emotionally. I've got to teach them. I got to teach them. I got to teach them. You can do it. You can do it. You don't have to stop. You don't have to give in. You don't have to give out. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. This is the most important thing. Oh, Kadia la 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 la